from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today. All right, informal poll, slightly ahead. Don't play Deshaun Watson tomorrow. He practiced yesterday. That was after not practicing 2 days ago. And so now here's where we sit with him. So if you want to hop in on the informal poll, feel free to call in 216-474-0092. It's kind of a chill poll, right? Like, I'm not really going to get into percentages and stuff. I'm just telling you. I'm just doing a quick look. And
I mean, we are in polling season.
There are more don't plays than plays on here. And I looked on social. Social doesn't care. Maybe they're all, what did you say?
Numb.
Social doesn't care. Phones care. Social doesn't.
We'll put it into, you know, we got to submit it to Nate Silver in 538. We owe that to ourselves. It is polling. That's what we do with polling.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. Jason's in Akron. What's Jason think? Jace, what do you think?
You know what I think? Let's all say it together, guys. I know you don't like to hear it, but we want Flacco.
Get right? Your former quarterback's name out your mouth. It's not happening.
You don't know that.
I feel pretty good about that. If they wanted him, he'd be here.
Jason,
he's not here.
Jason, play him or don't play him? Got to give me an answer.
No, don't play Watson.
Don't play Watson.
You think Jameson's going to take us to the Super Bowl? No.
Okay, Jason, no. Thank you. I have a feeling we're getting played this morning. Does it feel that way? I feel like that's Frank. I feel like that's Frank and Kent, and I feel like he's called quite a few times this morning.
I don't care enough.
He's coming in, but he said don't play him. So
That's another one for numb. Mark numb.
Jason gets credit for a don't play. I just want you to know that. All right, let's talk about Denzel Ward for a second because, you know, we played the clip from Kevin Stefanski. I don't know if you want to play the Kevin clip again, but we also we were talking yesterday a little bit more about, you know, the situation that he's in. I mean, he's in concussion protocol, and this is his fifth. And, you know, we love him because he's a Nordonian Knight. We love him because he's a Cleveland Brown. We love him because he's Ohio State Buckeye. But, man, if you really love him, you want him to make the healthy decision here and to try to figure out what he wants to do because there's plenty of rumors and innuendo and just people talking that he might be retiring, that could be on the horizon. I don't know if that's at the end of the contract. I don't know if that's today. I don't know if that's if he starts the season on the PUP list. Kevin Stefanski, though, yesterday popped up and just said, yes, he's on the concussion list. So, you know, it's a concussion. And it's his fifth. And I just, it's not for me to say, it's not for you to say, it's a hard decision because we know how good he is. We know what a great football player he is. But I also understand, you know, who Denzel is and, you know, what he's meant to the franchise. And also, you know, he had a rough run with his dad, who was a principal at Bedford. And, you know, it's passed real suddenly. And I think you see the world a lot differently when you lose a loved one. And I think that could play into the mix on all these things. And, you know, I hope Denzel plays. I love watching him play, but I don't love him watching him play at the expense of saying, hey, if I get another concussion, I'm toast. That's not the way to live life. And I know it's football and I know it's money and I'm not talking about his money. I'm talking about his life. If he feels like, and doctors are telling him that we can't do any more concussions here because, you know, it's, I know every concussion is different. Mm-hmm. And there isn't the, what one concussion can take a little while to come back from, another concussion could take months or never come back from. So, you know, that the, whatever dis, whatever Denzel happens with him and this recent concussion that he's had, I will support him no matter what. If he decides that he doesn't want to play anymore, I'm okay with that, as I respect him as a man. I also respect him if he wants to play, especially because he'd be walking away from a lot of money too on top of that. But I think your life's worth more than the money if that's where he's in this concussion. It's just, it's every, it's all the time now we're talking about Denzel and concussions. So I support him in any way that he would look forward on, you know, his future, whether it's with football or without, because there are a lot of people talking about retirement, and I don't think that's unique to Denzel. I think that is 100% concussion related, and players that don't want to play because of concussions, I don't care if it's your first one or your fifth one, you're probably going to contemplate whether you want to play the game anymore after you have a concussion. What do you think?
I second everything that you said, and I'll add in this point to it. We know now that concussions lead to so many horrible things that take place in our bodies. And this idea of just bruising your brain and letting it heal.
It's brain damage.
It's brain damage.
Yeah.
And it ruins the rest of your life. And if you need proof of that, go watch the CNN piece on Jim McMahon that came out, gosh, it's got to be close to 10 years ago.
I haven't seen it.
And it's one of, I'll find it and I'll try to send it to you.
Okay.
It is one of the saddest things you will ever see. Because, you know, we all know Jim McMahon had a boatload of concussions. And this guy, like, will go into his car and will start driving to the grocery store and will get to a stop sign and forget why he's in the car. And will have to call his wife and go, what do I need to do again? Why am I in the car? Like, this happens all the time to him. We know more about CTE damages that are taking place of CTE, not only physically, but mentally. If you want to know more about that, the Junior Seau story is one of the saddest stories in life. You know, this guy who we all admired and was a lot of people's favorite players, one of the best linebackers ever, because of the amount of concussions he had and because of CTE and the chemical imbalances that took place with that, took his own life. Like, there are, and that's not the only one. There are a lot of people.
Well, a lot of these guys were doing it because they knew where they were. And, you know, the athletes that end up taking their own lives are doing it because they want their brain to be studied so it doesn't happen. Because the true results of understanding the CTE
right.
happen post-life, not
absolutely. Not during, so. Well, I mean, this was before, you know, that was the chemical imbalance. I mean, there's a ton of them. You can look at football players. You can point to pro wrestlers as well. And things that are just horrific that have taken place. And so I am not telling Denzel Ward how to do anything in his life. And I respect him for whatever decision that he makes because it's his life and it's his brain. And Albert Breer joined the afternoon show yesterday and he was asked about Denzel Ward's future and where this may all be leading.
You know, like, we've seen a lot of guys play shorter careers. Calvin Johnson, Patrick Willis. I mean, Terrell Davis was an example years ago, but more recently, Luke Kuechly, I think, is another one who had a lot of gas left in the tank when he retired, right? The guys who are playing, you know, 6, 7, 8 year careers instead of playing, you know, for 10 or 15 years or trying to play for that long. And I think that's a result of a few things. Like, number one, the guys have planned for after football more effectively than maybe they did in the past. Number two, it's because there's more information out there on what football can do to your body. And then number three, I think guys are wealthy enough to do it now. Guys are making good enough money where they have the option to walk away if they want to. If he does feel like he's got the option to walk away, if that's the safest thing, it's not great for the Browns, but it's a great thing for the game. You know, that sounds weird, but I think the best thing for football is people being able and at liberty to make these decisions, you know, for themselves.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And I agree. I agree with what he said. That he's got to make the decision. He and his family need to sit down and figure it out. And you know, they've had a couple other times to do this before, and he's decided to come back. So you just kind of have to wonder. It'll be interesting to see how this entire thing plays out over the next couple of weeks. If he's, you know, if he's put on the PUP list to start the season because of this. If he starts on they hold him out and just he's injured for the first couple of weeks of the season, or if he decides that, you know what, maybe it's time to, you know, look in a different direction, try to find a different path in life. Whatever he decides, it's, you know, and I would say this for any player too. Whatever they decide, it's on them.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, it's,
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Yeah. Does it put the Browns in a crummier position this season if he did decide to move on, or next season, or the season after, or anything like that? Yeah, he's probably one of the 10 best corners in football. Like, yeah, it puts a different light on ways you have to do things as a Cleveland Brown. But I know I can be guilty of this and get yelled at for it quite often, that you from time to time forget that these are human beings and this isn't. You know, there is more to this than just simply your enjoyment. You know, there's so much more to this, and there's so many different elements. And this is one of those. I look at Denzel Ward, and whatever you want to do for what's best for your life and what's best for your future is what you should do. And it's no pressure either way. Is the Browns defense better with Denzel Ward out there? Heck yeah. Why wouldn't it be? But is that what's best for Denzel Ward 15, 20, 30 years down the road? I have no idea. But we have a lot of evidence that says it's a little bit shakier, a little bit hairier, and a little bit nastier than we knew about beforehand, and we know what's causing some of it, and we're trying with the Guardian caps and that stuff. We're trying to help it. But when it is all said and done, it is very, very hard to play this sport and not end up with some kind of head injury. Because, again, the whole goal is to smack the guy holding the ball into the ground. And with that comes your head falling backwards. No matter whether you're wearing a Guardian cap, helmet, whatever else, there is no concussion-proof helmet. There is no concussion-proof Guardian cap. There are only things that can help the cause. I just want him to live a safe and healthy life. I mean, that's what it is. So it's up to Denzel. And I hope he's back. I hope he plays. He's a great corner. I enjoy watching him. But, man, it's not my life. My enjoyment should have nothing to do with what he wants to do with his life.
Yeah, it was funny because I was, as we started this conversation and you were talking about players and other players, and I actually got a text that I was lucky enough to do a lot of games with Bernie Kosar. And I would sit there and Bernie would tell me these stories about how he would sit in the bathroom times late at night, and like if the fan was on, it would drive him crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, because like that noise of the fan and just having to sit in isolated rooms and trying to, you know, get your head together and try to, you know, be straight. And it's all, you know, because because of concussions, because of the way, you know, he played the game and he gave everything he possibly could. And then, you know, I would sit here and I would just listen to him tell these stories and you're like, wow, I can't believe that. And so, you know, if you ever get a chance to hear Bernie talk about his concussion stories too, it's a real life understanding of how we can cheer for these guys on Sunday. And then all of a sudden realize that, you know, when they wake up Monday morning, it's nothing like you would ever imagine that they were feeling through. And so it's just interesting. I always, when I think of concussions, Bernie's like the first guy I've always thought of. And just because I've had these like super heart to heart conversations with him, and he gets it, man. He totally understands it. If you ever get a chance to listen to him talk about concussions and you know, just even your life moving forward, really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Super powerful. So
and there's, you feel bad for where Bernie is now because of all the stuff, all the concussions, all the things that they've gone through. You feel horrific for Jim McMahon. You feel horrific for Junior Seau's family. You feel terrible for all of the others that I you know, have had some kind of CTE or are dealing with CTE right now from playing this game. You know, it's almost like talking about boxers. You know, it's kind of the same thing when you're talking about boxers and you're like, the amount of punches you've taken, and I know it's the life that you signed up for, and I know you were compensated for what you were able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy, you know, it's your decision what you want to do. Please don't let any of us get involved.
Yeah, and so again, this is not, you know, we know because of what Kevin said yesterday that Denzel's out with concussion protocol and that, you know, this is the fifth time it's happened. And again, I think any player that's playing the sport at any level, once you get that first concussion, you have to consider, you know, where you are and what you think. Every concussion is different, and we all know that. And, you know, whatever happens with Denzel, I support him. If he decides, because there's a lot of talk again about him maybe perhaps retiring because of this one. Who knows? Who knows? It's on Denzel. It's on Denzel's family, and he needs to figure that out and do what's best for him. Because, again, you know, you talk about, you know, not only him, but his whole family's impact, including his father's impact in Northeast Ohio, you know, as a educator and as a football player and all those things. So, all right, when we come back, I do want to get back into the Browns, too. Again, Denzel has not said anything. We just know that he's out with a concussion, and we just have to respect the process as things play forward on that. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.